Hey guys, welcome back to the House of Pain in Cali, featuring Liam Deshaun. So today we're going to be talking about how technology impacts one's behavior.
Yeah, Liam, what an interesting topic. I'm excited to talk about this.
Yeah, me too, Deshaun. But as usual, we're going to first talk about the NBA game last night.
Last night, the Rockets and the Pistons played.
As you guys know, our favorite team here on the podcast is the Rockets, and I'm very excited to say that we won the game last night in a high-scoring game of 126-124.
It was a very intense and close game, but I'm happy with the result.
Yeah, me too, Deshaun. But back to the topic of the day, how technology impacts one's behavior.
So first, let's talk about an article I read off, Business to Technology. It talks about how physical activity of humans overall has decreased as compared to the last century. More people spend time just being lazy, pretty much making their bodies get conditions like obesity and diabetes, and these numbers are increasing every single day.
Holy cow, I didn't know that. I mean, I enjoy the occasional Call of Duty night, but I didn't know things were really getting that bad. I should definitely go outside a little bit more, maybe play some basketball?
Yeah, me too, bro. Luckily, we got a basketball court in the studio. But anyways, I would definitely agree with you. I had no idea what was actually happening to people and possibly us or our friends in the future.
Technology may sound bad from that, but when it's used correctly, it can actually have a very positive effect on child's development. Studies have found that our ability to identify key information buried within a cluster of characters and visual stimuli are greater. In addition, regular use of technology can lead to improved hand-eye coordination, multitasking, and reaction time. But when your child's interactions with technology are not properly controlled, there can be a very negative effect on their ability to think critically, to their attention and imagination, and their privacy and safety.
That's a lot of information to take in, but I think I got it all. That changed my mind and opinion on technology, but we'll see what it's like when we finish the podcast.
And speaking about technology, I got that new Xbox One X. It's insane. Got the new Black Ops 4, and I've been grinding that hard.
Yeah, I love that game. Tons of good games coming out or already out that I need to play, like Red Dead Redemption 2 and NBA 2K19. With all these video games, they are making it easy for me to go outside and play some sports.
Yeah, but that makes sound good, but we've started to consistently abuse technology to simplify our lifestyle and justify the genetic complexity, laziness, and inefficiency as development, better life standards, and yes, higher spending power.
Wow, that kind of reminds me of a book I read called Fahrenheit 451, where the whole society is consumed by technology, and when a nuke dropping down on the city, nobody saw it, and nobody ever knew that war was declared because they were so immersed in the technology.
Oh yeah, I read that book also. What was that one girl's name? Montag's wife?
Mildred.
Oh yeah, she wanted the fourth wall TV and she wanted to pay a huge percentage of Montag's, her husband's, wage to buy the wall television when she already had three. This kind of relates because she didn't even care about how much it cost. She just needed it because she was so addicted and immersed in technology. And like, she even called technology her family.
Yeah, that just blew my mind. And how she does not pay attention to Montag and only cares about The Parlor, which is an interactive TV show. She enjoys interacting with technology more than actual human interaction.
It really is insane how Ray Bradbury predicted all this such a long time ago, and how close we are to this reality if we keep going down this path.
Yeah, it blows my mind. It stresses me out a little bit.
Me too. I just hope we don't get to that extent.
It would be cool to have all the technology they have. They're a highly advanced society.
It would be cool, but I mean, in my opinion, it's not really worth it because technology has a huge negative impact on the physical health of teens and only supposed to get worse. It negatively affects teens because it's an attention deficit. It can cause depression, cyberbullying, and it does harm in physical health of teen.
Good point, Liam.
Of course it's a good point, bud. I said it. But for real, though, we really do need to change how society is and smarten up.
I mean, it's good to spend time on our devices, as long as it's broken up with some physical activity. So sorry, Liam. No Call of Duty tonight.
Aw, shoot.
One thing I've noticed in teens is teens would rather use technology and binge eat instead of putting down the technology and going outside to play.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I really don't see many kids playing outside as much nowadays.
Facts.
So today we're going to end the podcast off a little bit differently. Not as usual, we're not going to do the three-point contest or the 1v1 between me and Deshaun. Today our podcast was sponsored by StockX.
If you guys don't know what StockX is, It's an app where people buy and sell sneakers and other streetwear items such as Supreme shirts and stuff like that, and millions of sneakerheads use it.
If you guys love sneakers and clothing like us, for a great price, this is a perfect app for you. And luckily for us, we have $1,000 to spend live on the podcast today.
Honestly, guys, me and Liam have been using this app for a long time, and I'm super excited to be sponsored by it.
It really is a dream come true. Me and Deshaun each have $500 to spend, and honestly, I've been using this for such a long time, and I'm really excited. So let's get into it.
So I'm going to start it off. The first pair I've been looking at for a long time is the Jordan 11 Low Closing Ceremonies. These are a real grail for me, and they only cost $190, so I still have $310 left.
That's a really cool colorway. I really like the gold on it. My first pickup is going to be the Jordan 1 Pine Greens, and for only $200. That's an insane cop for me.
Okay, with my final $310, let me look. I really like Jordan 12, so I'm gonna look at some of them. These are nice, French blue 12s. I think this is gonna be my final shoe. Some of them, these are...
Yeah, those are really nice. I mean, I'm gonna have to go with something very similar, the Flu Game 12s. Very similar to your, what do you get again?
Flu Games.
No, Deshaun, I asked what you got, not what I got.
Oh, shoot, I got the French blue 12s.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think mine are very similar to yours, but in my opinion, I like them a little bit more. I like how the red contrasts with the black.
It was great seeing you guys on the House of Pain in Cali, and we really hope you have a great day.
Well, that's all that we have time for today. Hope to see you guys next time.
Make sure to follow to get notifications when we go live again, and we usually go live at least once every week.
Also, we just came out with some new merch, so make sure to get that. Have a good one, boys. See you later.